our story today, we hear of some star watchers. They're watching the night sky when all of a sudden a bright star appears before them. They decide to follow the star because they know it will lead them to the new king. It is worth noting that these star watchers are also known as the wise men or the three kings. The truth is, we don't know that much about them. There could have been three or five or even 10. The reason we guess that there is three is because that they bought three gifts: gold, frankincense and myrrh. So it makes sense to assume that there was three of them. Although who these men were is a little bit unclear, what we do know is that God led them to honour the baby Jesus. Now these men were very rich, and that's why many people believe that they were kings. But even though they had everything that money could buy, there was still one thing that no amount of money could get them, and that was a saviour. God had promised a long time ago that a saviour would be born, and he would be the king of the Jews, and that king is Jesus. Sometimes you might hear people say, "I don't need Jesus. I have a good life. I have friends, a good job, family. I just don't need him." One lesson we can learn from the wise men is that everybody needs Jesus. These men were the richest and smartest people in all the land, and yet they still went to honour the baby Jesus because they recognised their need for a saviour. Another lesson we can learn from today's story is about their journey. Have you ever been in a really long car journey where, it was exciting to start with, but now you feel a bit sick and you're bored? Or have you ever been on a long walk where, again, it was exciting at first, but now your feet hurt and you're cold? I can imagine this is how the wise men felt at times. We often see them in storybooks riding on camels, bright, happy, smiling men on a beautiful sunny day, but it probably wasn't as glamorous as this. We can apply their journey to our own journey with God. They remind us that in our own walk of faith, we need to have endurance and to keep going so that we too can get closer to God. Their journey also reminds us that we're not alone. God will be with us no matter what obstacles come our way, and we just need to look for him and he will guide us. Our final lesson today is about worshipping God, not for what he has done for us, but because of who he is. It's quite easy to be thankful to God for when we have amazing things happen in our life, and of course we should. But what about when life isn't as easy and it seems that there isn't so much to be thankful for? Jesus did many amazing things in his lifetime. He made blind eyes see, deaf ears hear, and even raised people from the dead. He was a pretty cool guy, but the wise men went to go visit the baby Jesus. He hadn't done any of this yet, so why were they so thankful for him? The wise men honoured the baby Jesus, not for what he had done for them or what he was going to do for them, but simply just because of who he was, our saviour, the Father's Son, and the new King. And that is something that we can also always be thankful for.